Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And we are joined today by our friend Tiffany Newharth. She is the Executive Director of Rise Up Recovery and Lionheart. And we are very excited to chat it up with her and find out all the great things going on. How have you been?
Oh, great.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Great. Good, good. I know you're busy always, yeah, and yes. We'll get to all of the things that you're busy with. But in the fall, like we are in, is there ever a time for you to take a breath and breathe? Or?
Oh, I mean, it's interesting because fall is our really busy season, right? We've got, you know, just finished recovery month. That's always really busy in September. And then we have our banquet either in October or November. This year is in November. And so it's probably one of our busier seasons, but fall is like my jam.
Oh,
I love it.
Yeah.
I love everything about fall. So I think I'm more intentional about taking time and space to enjoy the crisp air and the smells and all that sort of thing. So yes, I think probably even more so than other seasons because I love it so much, I force myself to slow down.
Well, yes. We all have to do that every once in a while. So, Tiffany, I know that you just came off a wonderful event, your roast, your annual roast, which was a community event. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, our fifth annual recovery roast
down
at Levy Park. It was probably the most perfect weather day we could have asked for. It was 70s and breezy and sunny and just gorgeous. It was wonderful. And people came out and ate. And the musicians were probably some of the best that we've had in all 5 years. And I was sharing with you before that it was my favorite. It was the most fun that I've had.
And why was that? Because you actually had a chance to dig in and enjoy it?
Yes,
or? Okay.
Exactly. Mm. And I think also we had such a strong team of people doing all the little detailed stuff that I was able to relax a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't think I do a shout out enough to the team we have over at Rise Up, our staff, our volunteers, all of that, who really make the big train go, right? They're the ones who power that. And so they did such a fantastic job with all the little details that I was able to stem back and just really enjoy it.
And really realize what you've created. You should be so proud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it is really just so cool to see how you've grown this organization.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Really nice. Well, that's awesome. So what were some of the positive things that came out of the roast?
I would say the testimonies were very inspiring. Mm-hmm. The music was amazing. And even the musicians, like we've stayed fast friends with some of the musicians. Relentless Hope, who came from Florida, I still stay in contact with them. Jana's like become a friend of mine. And so just being able to encourage one another and the work that we do with it, which is ministry. They have ministry for people with substance use disorder too. And so just being able to spur each other on, even though we're across country, has been really encouraging. Mayor Mary came and did a proclamation of Recovery Month. That was amazing.
Awesome.
Right? To just have that public declaration of our city support. And I think that's probably something that I'm so encouraged by is how supported we are in our community.
Because I think that Hastings really does a good job of supporting different things. Mm-hmm. I don't know that that's in every community.
I agree. I absolutely agree. We have some colleagues who do some family work, you know, in another city in Dakota County, and their city is not involved in what they do at all.
And what's the difference, do you think? Why is that?
You know, I think it boils down to the culture. I think one of the things that I love so much about Hastings is that we're a small, big town, but it still has that small town feel. And I think people are really intentional about keeping that. You know, we know our neighbors. That's not true in every other community or big cities necessarily, you know? And so, yeah, I think it's just the culture that Hastings has. And there's a pride I've noticed, right? I'm not somebody who's born here and raised here. My husband grew up here. But there's definitely a pride for people who are born here, raised here, live their lives here. And that goes a long way.
I think that's wonderful to hear. The other thing that we certainly have been following on KDWA's Facebook page, on your Facebook page, is your friend Ernest. What the heck? Okay, let's talk about his crazy idea to bike basically from Canada to Mexico.
Yep.
and really draw attention to not only your ministry, but what you do broadly.
Mm-hmm.
And he completed that. He started, what, August 1st?
Yep, The Great Divide.
The he Great. Biked. Wow.
Yeah, and he finished up just a handful of days ago, and looking a little disheveled. I don't know if you saw photos or videos, you know, the scruffy beard and the, you know, whatnot. He had so many challenges come up and yet persevered through it. And
we talked earlier, that's a metaphor really for not only life, but certainly recovery.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I think a lot of people entering recovery think, well, life is just going to be easier. And it, in some ways, it does, right? I mean, when people are active in substance use disorder, more often than not, chaos is a part of that.
How could it not be?
Exactly. It's just, it goes along with the disease, unfortunately. It's just chaos. And so that piece of it oftentimes gets better. But then there's this sort of internal chaos that people have to deal with. Of like, now I'm not numbing out. I'm not able to avoid. I'm not able to stuff. I have to deal with myself and the feelings that are there, which can be a whole new thing for many folks. So that internal chaos doesn't necessarily go away. And sometimes people end up creating external chaos to match what they came out of because it's their comfort zone, right? And not just that, but life gets lifey, right? Life happens and all of a sudden you need money to pay rent and you don't have it. Or, you know, I mean, so many different things come up in life that are just challenges. And people in recovery, you have that decision that you have to face of, okay, well, am I going to persevere and choose to lean in and press into this and face it and grow from it? Or am I going to revert back to my old ways and give up and get high, or, you know, some of those old behaviors? So it's definitely a metaphor for life in recovery. Absolutely.
And did you find that Ernest was able to draw attention as he was biking the Great Divide?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
That's wonderful.
So many people encouraged, and he had so many people praying for him and so many people rooting for him, and that so many that he met along the way that then became supporters and encouragers. And oh, right, because it's such an inspiring story.
It really is.
What he chose to do. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I hope that we have an opportunity to speak to him.
Yes.
Because I think that he certainly could fill in a lot of the blanks of August 1st to the end of his big finish. And boy, he must be so proud of himself.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Ernest, anybody who knows Ernest, he's probably one of the most humble people that I know. Mm-hmm. And so he's not going to... I don't know that he would say that he's proud of himself. My guess is, if I were to have a hunch, he would say, well, it was the Lord that carried him through and sustained him. Mm-hmm. And so all glory to God.
That is so awesome.
Yes.
Well, I look forward to chatting it up with him. That is just such a cool thing. So tell us about what is going on over at Rise Up.
Oh, Rise Up continues to plug along. Again, just coming off of our roast, and now we're kicking into high gear for our banquet.
Wonderful.
So every year, this will be our fifth annual banquet, and this is our big annual fundraiser that we do. And this year, the stakes are kind of higher than they've been in the past because now our grant money has run out, right? And so our goal this year is really to continue to grow awareness for our programs and also to really get even more community support, because the work that we do directly impacts our community. You know, I think times are changing in our state, in our landscape, even in our own community, right? Marijuana is legalized. We've got dispensaries that are going to be opening up. And on one hand, it's tax dollars for our city. But I have the perspective of, along with that comes addiction. And I could give you statistics to back that up. It's just the reality.
That's an educational piece, I think, that we need to get out
more
and more and more. I don't think people realize the long-term ramifications of some of these decisions that have been made along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, and we're on the side of like, well, we're here to be that net to pick up folks who do struggle and who do fall from this. That's the reality, because we know that there's a percentage that do. And I think it's important for us to have eyes wide open and not have blinders on and be like, oh, to each his own. Well, yeah, okay, maybe that'd be true, but there's going to be people who this impacts their lives tremendously and their families. And so we as a community need to just support those who are boots on the ground doing this work and really helping people pick up their lives from that.
So when you mentioned that your grants are running out, were they five-year grants?
They were three-year. It was a three-year grant.
Okay.
Yes. And so July that completed. Yes. So now we're running on community support and the services that we do that are billable. But there's so many services that we provide that are non-billable.
Right.
And that's everything that happens at the community center. So all the support groups that we have, you know, all of those things. And so people may have even noticed we cut back our schedule for the support groups that we have. And, you know, that's just kind of a reality of where we're at. If you don't have those dollars to be able to support all of those activities, we have to trim up. And so we're hoping that this banquet is really a big success and we can rally the community to support the work that we've, the good work that we've done and will continue to do. And so that's an opportunity to support us. We'll be at our banquet in November. And Ernest, here's a little teaser too. He's voluntold. He's going to be giving the big speech at it to share
Wonderful.
About his journey. And so if you also want to hear more about Ernest's story, you can come and be a part of that as well.
So, Tiffany, is there an opportunity to get additional grants or additional funding?
Unfortunately, right now, not.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a big, our state's in a big deficit financially, and so a lot of that grant funding has just dried up, and there's not opportunities for more, unfortunately. So we continue to look, we continue to wait, and most importantly for us, we continue to depend and rely on the Lord to provide. So,
and you continue to also have your wonderful meetings and mm-hmm. the services that you offer. Let's talk about some of the things that you are able to offer.
Yeah, so every week we have a Smart Recovery meeting, we have All Recovery, we have Celebrate Recovery, we have a family support group meeting that's on Thursdays through Thrive Family Recovery Support. We're always there to do one-on-one peer recovery support with people that are in the community. And then we've got our recovery residences. So we've got Providence House, our men's house that has 12 beds. And then we have Hope House 1, which is our women's residence, which has 5 residents. And then our women and child, which has 2 moms and 2 kiddos that can go there. So those are some of the big things. We also, every month, we do something that's a fun, engaging community activity that's free for everybody to join. And then we do a lot of volunteer work as well to give back.
So you mentioned peer support recovery. That's a very unique model. Tell our listeners, mm-hmm. please.
Yeah, that's really about people who have lived experience with recovery. So they're people in recovery themselves who walk along and journey with folks who are maybe early in recovery or kind of struggling in their recovery, or also family members who are trying to navigate this really huge, complicated system of treatment and detox and aftercare and all the things. And so we're experts, and the expertise we bring is our own lived experience. And of course, there's some training and supervision and all that goes along with it, but it's not clinical work. We're not counselors or therapists who are going to tell you, you know, the decisions that you need to make, but we're just there to be encouragers and cheerleaders and resource brokers and fellow to journey along this path with you.
So celebrating 5 years,
yes.
Rise Up Recovery, that's awesome. And then you also do have an outreach from that, and that's called Lionheart, and that is so wonderful to mm-hmm. hear. Tell us how that's going.
Oh, Lionheart's amazing.
Oh, boy.
Lionheart's our treatment center. So Lionheart is the clinical stuff. That's the treatment facility that folks can come to if they need more therapeutic therapy, mental health support, you know, addiction treatment. It's got all of that combined. And we are really busy. So busy. I've just got 2 new counselors that we're hiring, maybe another peer recovery specialist on site there to help out. We're actually, after you and I are done with this, I'm actually going to look at a second office space because we're busting out of the seams with the place that we're in right now. So it just goes to show the need. Like, there's such a great need. And so I just hope people hear that. I hope, you know, 1 in 10 people struggle with substance use disorder. Your neighbors have this. Your loved ones have this, whether you know it, acknowledge it or not. But I guarantee everybody knows a handful of people who have struggled or are currently struggling with substance use disorders.
I'm surprised the number's not higher.
Yeah. I feel like that is a pretty conservative number. And we're seeing those numbers go up and up and up and up and up and up and up.
And younger and younger and younger.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. So this is in our backyard, friends. It's in our backyard. It's in your backyard. It just is. And yeah, we've, we, we're having a hard time meeting the need right now. I'm having to hire new staff and get new buildings because the need is so great. So, you know, we strive to really provide treatment within the standard of excellence, where everybody who walks through our doors feels seen and heard and valued, because we believe everybody is made in the image and likeness of God, and their worth is insurmountable regardless of what struggles they have in the moment. And our aim is to help them see that, to see that and to live into that.
So you are also helping kids.
Yes.
How's that going?
It's good. It's good. It's challenging. I would say it breaks our hearts every day to see again the younger and younger. And one of the things that we're finding is that these families desperately need support, because many of the family members struggle themselves too. So we're seeing kind of generational patterns. And so hopefully we can get the whole family well, because it's extra hard for kiddos to get well if they're in an environment where health isn't the theme, you know. So we've got a family program that's starting up. We're working with the Thrive Family Recovery Resources for that to be completely written and will be ours. We have ownership of it. So we've got the first couple sessions done. We're working on the other ones, but that'll be open for family members of people who are struggling and are in our treatment programs too.
And again, these all fit into people's lifestyle. That's the beauty of this. They're after hours, they're during mm-hmm. the day, whatever fits into their need.
Yes.
And their timing.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So we've got our day program right now at Lionheart, and then we've hired a counselor, so we'll have evening group available as well coming up here within a couple weeks. So flexibility, yes.
Mm-hmm. So if people would like to learn more about either of these organizations, where could they go, please?
Yeah, I would say online's the best spot. So Arise Up is www.riseuprecoverymn.com. And then Lionheart is www.lionheart.support.
It's great to see you. Thanks for all you're doing for the community. Tiffany Newharth, we really appreciate her time. And this is AM 1460 and FM 97.7. KDWA in Hastings.
Let's go out and feel it.